Welcome to Christ Community Church, where everyone is welcome. You are about to listen to our morning worship service. We pray that you experience God through this service. We invite you to come visit us at 2950 Carrollton Road in Grenada, Mississippi.
Somebody say no. Somebody's not ready. You're going to be all right. In the book of Exodus in chapter 15, the people of God had just seen God work an amazing thing in part of the Red Sea. They were brought over on dry ground. And when they saw how wonderfully God saved them, they started to worship. They just started to praise God. And I just want to read this passage from that chapter. It says in verse 20 of Exodus 15, "Then Miriam the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels and dancing. And Miriam sang to them, 'Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted.'" And y'all, today is a day that I just call a blessed day in the Lord. It's a blessed Lord's Day. We're going to have baptism, but we're also going to have drama and dancing. We're going to have singing and praising. We're going to have other excerpts from the Word coming out, and we're going to have an opportunity to pray like missionaries for our Operation Christmas Child to reach its target to tell people about Christ who don't know and may not know any other way. And y'all, it's just a blessed day in the Lord. Y'all feel blessed being here?
Amen.
I mean, it's just good. When you have a good day, don't take it for granted. Not every day is a good day, is it? Not every day has good news flowing through it. But I'm going to tell you, today is. And we ought to just say thank you. So let me pray for us and give thanks to God. And then we're going to, remember, you're the choir. Choir, I've never seen you look so big and so pretty. Woo! Hey, we're the choir. They're leading us. But they're not performing for us. They're leading us to praise God. Right? Right? I can't hear real good out of this. Right? All right. I just make sure. All right, let's pray together. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for the opportunity we have to come. And just say, wow, it's a good day. It's a good day. Thank you for those who have served, as Jack said, that we might come together without fear. In the name of Jesus Christ, proclaiming the gospel and the rule of God in this world. And so, Father God, we just say thank you for all those who serve. Thank you for your providence and your protection. Thank you, Lord, that today is a good day. Thank you for those who have come to know you and have put their faith in you and are trusting you and are going to walk forward in baptism. Thank you for those who have volunteered to come and lead in song and singing and dancing. Just because you're worthy. And thank you for the opportunity we have to be a part of the global mission to get your gospel, your good news around the world. Lord, we love you. Thank you for using Christ Community Church in Grenada, Mississippi. Thank you for using us. It's a privilege to be on your team, to be your people, your church. We love you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, let's worship together.
Sound of your great name, all condemned.
It's a new day dawning.
Sometimes I've been to enough countries to where I can still say I'd much rather be in this one than those ones. And I'm not trying to be bragging or bold or any other thing. It's just a matter of I feel blessed in where we live, and I'm not afraid to say it. Now I know our youngins are going to be coming up here for a drama. I'm looking at Miss Lauren. And I'm talking while you're staging. Hey, and we're going to sing. They're going to be doing the drama and the dancing. Can I tell you something? How blessed we are to have a group of kiddos and those who work with them. It's good. Give them a hand. Hey, these kids, they come at all times. They stay after church on Sunday afternoon, you know, when the rest of us are trying to get that nap. You know, they're working and they're practicing and they're investing time. And y'all know, try to get youngins to do what they don't want to do. It's not easy, is it? It's like, you're going to be a part of this. Like, no, I'm not. Like, yes, you are. No, you're okay. You know, eventually you just kind of give up. These folks, they want to be a part of this. They want to lead this part of worship. They're here as volunteers, and we're proud of them. All right? So as they lead us out, as they do their thing, just watch and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for our youngins. Thank you, God, for what they're doing. Amen?
Amen.
Speak light, speak light, to the day is dark is night. Speak light, speak light, with the sun will shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the Lord.
Hello? Hold on, let's make sure I got it on. Uh-oh, I hear something. I hear something. I hear noises. Success. Woo! All right. Hey, where's Lauren McCrory? Where's Lauren? Did she... There you are. Hey, somebody wanted me to tell you hello. His name's Brent. Brent, he said y'all ain't seen each other in a minute because he'd been working. But I ran into him in Winona. The ambulance was getting... Lauren, who organizes all this stuff, her husband is EMT. And he's been working and working. And so he wanted me to tell you hi. Huh? Paramedic. He's a paramedic. Thank you. He's a paramedic. And he said, well, you're going to... Cindy's like, you're going to see her before I do. Why don't you say hi to her for me? He said, we just ain't been to see each other coming or going. So anyway, you know, he says hi. And just wanted to make sure I got that for you. Listen now, one of the high times in a church is when we have the opportunity to baptize folks. Baptism doesn't save nobody. Baptism isn't a religious ritual that we go through in order to make ourselves right with God. That's not what it's about. Baptism is a special time when those who have come to put their faith in God are recognizing that they put their faith in God and that they're going to now live according to that faith in God. They're going to live that out. Okay? So it's not about getting saved. It's about folks who have said, Lord, I recognize that I'm a sinner. I recognize that you died for my sins, were buried, and on the third day you rose again, and I want you to be the Lord of my life. We put that in kind of a simple little phrase that can fit on a t-shirt. Jesus saves, bro, you know, is the idea. And when you get baptized, that's essentially what you're saying. To a world who's trying to know how to be right with each other or how to get ahead or want to answer questions of what am I here for? Will I go to heaven? Man, we got the answer in the Bible. We got the answer. And the answer is not you being good or you doing religious stuff. It's about you coming to know Christ personally. And I want to share a little story with you from the Scripture. And then we're going to have, I'll give a couple more introductions and we're going to get on to baptizing folks. Sounds kind of official, like we're going to get on and do it. So if you're going to be baptized and if you need to change in anything, time is now to do that. You good? Yeah. I'm just giving that heads up. Time. If you're not ready to, it's now. Now time. Mm-hmm. In the book of Acts, in chapter 16, verses 30-34, just to give you a little background, Paul and his ministry partner, Silas, are in jail. Paul had been beaten. Hit 39 times with a rod. Just doesn't sound very pleasant. Got put in jail. And around midnight, through God's work, the jail ends up open. And the keeper of the jail is panicked. He is freaked out because he is seeing himself at failing at his job to keep the prisoners in. The doors are open, and he's about to just take his own life. I mean, he is distraught. He's in a pit of despair. And he runs into that jail. And when he does, he hears the voices of the prisoners. One of those voices is the Apostle Paul. And Paul says, don't do any harm to yourself. We're all here. When he said that, that jailer wanted to know some things about the God that Paul worshipped. He wanted to know some things about this thing that Paul had. And so that's where we're picking up. In verse 30, the jailer asks Paul and Silas. He says, sirs, now I want you to listen. Y'all listen real close. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? He didn't ask about being religious. He didn't ask about being a church member. He didn't ask about all sorts of things. He asked real directly, what must I do to be saved? Can I tell you that the answer to that question makes this passage really, really valuable real estate in the Word of God. If you've ever wondered to yourself, what must I do? What do you got to do to be saved? What has to happen to be saved? That question is about to be answered from the Bible, and that's the best source we got when it comes to talking about salvation. That's it. That's the only one that really has the answer. So listen to how he answers. They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. I'm going to go ahead and read the rest of this. You and your household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in his house. And at that hour of night, the jailer took him, he washed their wounds, and immediately he and all his household were baptized. The jailer brought them into the house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole household. Now, if I can brag just for a minute, I had to learn this. I learned this passage in Spanish. So it's Hechos 17. 31. Cree en el Señor Jesucristo y salvo y tu casa. Now, it might not be right, but it's close. And what it means is, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your house. And when I went to Guatemala with Ahava Ministry, I wanted to know a verse that could tell people in baby Spanish how they could be saved. And man, that's the verse I used. And I want to tell you all here today, if there's anybody sitting here today and you're not sure that you're saved or you're not sure how to be saved, can I tell you something? The Lord who created you is standing with His arms outstretched saying, I'll save you too. Man, I will save you. You might say, you don't know what I've done. That's baloney. He knows exactly what you've done. I don't know what you've done, but He knows what you've done and He's still willing to save you by faith. You don't know what I've said. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know who I am. I don't, but God does. And God's the one who's going to save you by faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. I also want to point out the fact that this was a family thing. This jailer was a family man. He came here. He's like, look, he's got a wife. He's got children. He's got different people in his house. And when Paul preached to him, he said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And essentially he says this, and it works the same way for your whole household. In that second part of the passage I read, it said they went in, they shared the word of God, and it said all his household was baptized too because they believed too. You know, baptism and salvation, it's not just for our youngins. It's not for just for the kiddos. It's for mamas too. It's for daddies too. It's for sisters and brothers and uncles. You're here today and you're like, well, I'm seeing somebody get baptized. Praise God. It's a high and holy moment. It's awesome. But I don't want you to leave here thinking it has no meaning for you. Have you been saved? Have you given your life to the Lord? Have you said, I have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. I have been saved. Have you followed Him in baptism? Ask those questions of yourself. We're so glad that you're here, but I just don't ever like any, not even myself. I mean, I think about myself. Let me tell you real quick. I'm saved. I was born again. I put my life in Christ's hands. I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and I've been saved. And I've shared that with my family. I've seen people in my family get saved and follow in baptism. And I'm excited about it. It's a good thing. It's a joyous thing. Makes me feel like that hair club commercial. It's like, I'm not just a, you know, I don't just work here. I'm also a client. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to Jesus, I'm not just proclaiming something that I haven't stepped off into. You know, I'm not telling you, believe in something that I don't believe in. I'm not telling you to do something that I haven't done. I want to tell you, I've given my life to Christ. I'm born again and I don't regret it, not one bit. And I promise you, family, as you see your loved ones getting baptized, let that be a sermon. That is the sermon. This is the preamble. The sermon is what these folks are going to say. They're going to say, my name, like if I was being baptized, I'd say, my name is John Goldwater and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And based on that public profession of faith, we're going to baptize them. Okay? Maybe you have never done that. We're going to have a short time right now, just a short prayer. If you're here today and you've never given your life to Christ or you never followed in baptism, maybe today is when you need to say, I'm going to. Maybe you need to do that today. Okay? So let's close our eyes, bow our heads. Father God, thank you for loving us. And Lord, thank you for everybody who's here. I pray right now that you do a work. We're here because you've been doing a work. There ain't nothing in the world, nothing that the devil has, and nothing in our selfish flesh that wants us to be saved and to follow you in baptism and proclaim our loyalty to you, our faith. So I know that's your work. I know your fingerprints are all over this. so glad, Father, in the areas where I've been able to see personally, these people just call on you. These young ones call on you and say, yeah, I want Jesus to save me. It's so awesome. So, Father, I pray that you get all the glory. But if there's any here who's struggling, maybe they've never put their faith in you. Maybe they've never followed in baptism. Father, if they're here today, would you help them? Help them, Lord. Help them to trust you. Help them to know that it's okay. Help them to cross that line. Help them to exercise that faith. Lord, we love you. We're just going to take this minute to respond. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all, just take a minute. Just take a minute. A literal 60 seconds. And at the end, I'm going to ask if anybody here needs to be saved. And I'm going to ask if anybody here needs to follow in baptism. And if that's you and you're not scheduled to, who knows that you're not on God's schedule and not yours anymore anyway. Okay? So take a literal 60 seconds. Ready? Go. Okay, look, this isn't a timeshare. This isn't a hard sell. This isn't anything like that. You still get to participate in the rest of the service, and I'm sorry we don't have any coupons for Outback or anything to give you if you do stay the whole time. But I do want to ask you, if there's anybody here, if God was doing a work in you, and you're not already signed up to be baptized, or you've never made a public profession of faith, is there anybody here who would say God's working in you that, and you know you need to be saved? Just raise your hand up. We'll pray for you. Amen. Anybody else? Are you in a place where you feel like you're ready to give your life to Christ today? All right. Well, why don't we do that right now? What do y'all think? That'd be all right. Like I read here, brother. And tell me your name so everybody will be praying for you. Thanks, Sydney. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, and we go through this with everybody, because the Bible tells us how to be saved. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with the mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So what that tells us is this. When God puts our faith, the faith in our heart, we exercise that faith by proclaiming Jesus Christ as our Lord. So Sydney, let me just ask you a couple things. Do you know that you're a sinner? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins? Do you believe that He rose on the third day, that Jesus is alive today? And are you willing to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior? All right. What I'm going to ask you to do now, because it says you need to profess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. I'm going to ask you just to pray aloud and just ask God to forgive your sins and be the Lord of your life. That'd be all right? I'm going to pray for you. And when I say amen, I'm going to ask you just to pray to God from your heart. All right? Father God, I pray for Sydney right now. I thank you for him. I thank you for what you're doing even today in his life. Lord, he came early. I can testify that. He came early. And I imagine because he was looking for something. And so, Lord, I pray you be with him and give him the words and the strength right now just to put his faith and trust in you and to cross over that line. Lord, we love you and we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Sydney, you just exercise your faith by declaring Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Well, good Jesus. I want to be saved.
come be your Lord. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's what you came early for today, but that's a pretty good deal right there.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Y'all, we so often try to make it something difficult, but can I tell you, God did all the difficult part. Christ died for us. He was buried, and furthermore, He rose again. And when God's for us, who can be against us? One of the things Sydney said, did y'all hear his prayer? He recognized his sin in a specific way. He said there's people he's sinned against and he needs forgiveness of that. What about you? There are things that you need forgiveness about in a specific way. Don't let that stuff go. Don't think it'll clear out in the wash. Get right with God. Ask God to forgive you. One of the things that we've seen, and I got to preach earlier today, and the verse was, forgetting what's behind me, I push forward to the upward, the heavenward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, when you give your life to Christ, you can start looking forward. You're not trapped by the sin that so easily entangles you. You can start to look forward. So if that's you, you let this lesson that God taught us through Mr. Sidney's life right now. He's willing to save you. We can't blame him and be like, well, I didn't know, or I didn't know what to do, I didn't know where to go, I didn't know what to say. God's ready. And if he's brought you to that place, don't you hesitate. All right? All right, praise God. That's just good stuff. Yeah. God's been doing a wonderful work at Christ Community Church. And you know, it's the name of Jesus is the name that we lift up. Okay? That's it. That's who's been doing the work. One of the things that Jesus Christ did for us was about maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, he called James Michael Harrison. Anyways, I'm looking at your dad back there. Yeah, James Michael Harrison II, Deuce. I'm going to start calling you Deuce. Anyway, to start working with our youth, and we call him Jamie here. You know, Jamie just has a heart for God. He's a middle school principal, which means he has a heart for kids, but he's not afraid to paddle them, which is a great combination. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I love you, but I'll whoop you. You know, and he's going to tell them the truth. And got to see him speak yesterday to a group of teenagers at a church. And he just reminded me, he said, of his method. And y'all, God just takes it and uses it. It's the KISS method. Y'all know what that is?
Keep it simple,
stupid. Keep it simple, stupid. Yeah, I love it. Man, Jamie got up there, man. He just said, look, he just laid the gospel out there for him. And he just taught him, you know, you got to talk to God. You got to know God. And it was just good and refreshing. But God's used Jamie. So Jesus gets all the credit. But God has been using Jamie in our youth group, and I'm just excited about it. And he is going to baptize our youth that have come to believe. Over the last like month of Wednesdays, you know, like last 4 or 5 Wednesdays, it seems like after every Wednesday night service is when we have our big youth group here, Jamie comes and has a report. You know, hey, Jason and I got to lead so-and-so to the Lord. Or Sarah and Amanda got to lead so-and-so to the Lord. Our youth workers, you know. And it's just, there's always this report of somebody coming to know the Lord. And if y'all remember this summer, we saw so many coming to know the Lord at Centrifuge Camp. And it's an awesome thing. And so again, this isn't to pile praise up on a human being. It's to say the Lord has given us an opportunity. God uses people. Man, I don't know about you, but I'm so thankful that a guy named Gary Heim, who couldn't hardly talk, his beard was bushier than mine, and you couldn't understand what he was saying half the time. But when he shared the gospel with me, it was clear. And I prayed just like Sydney prayed. I prayed just from my heart and asked God to be my Lord and Savior. I mean, it's just awesome, okay? And so God uses people. Don't ever forget that. Jamie not only has the privilege of baptizing some of our youth, but he also has the privilege of baptizing his daughter. And so, yeah. So, at this point, I'm going to turn this over to Jamie, because he's going to start baptizing folks. Yeah, we're going to start with the youngins. Yeah. Yeah, you're welcome. And Jamie loves this stuff.
I was going to get to watch him do it first, so I would know
What does that even mean? Oh, so just sit them in the water and say you're going up? No, I'm just kidding.
We can do it that way if you want to.
No, I'm totally kidding.
All right.
We got a bunch of folks over here that are going to get saved. They're going to get baptized because they've been saved lately. And it's real exciting for me. I don't want to tell a story about each person because we'll be here all day. So I'm just going to tell you overall, except when Caroline comes up. Somebody else might have to talk. I don't mean to sound like that, but it's okay. I don't. It's all right. I'm just going to call it what it is. I just look back at my dad. He's gone. Sorry. Anyway, I can look at some of these goofballs. I'll quit crying. All right. So I've paddled three or four of the guys sitting here. Sent some to ISD or whatever and have lit into some for the stuff that they've done at school. And I told one of them the other night, this is the only story. It's the only story I'm going to share. And I'm not going to say who it was unless they want me to. But I hugged him after he got saved. And I said, when I met you 3 years ago, I wanted to choke you. I never would have thought I'd be hugging you because you got saved. And that was Kenan. He raised his hand. I'm just saying. I thought that meant tell everybody. And man, it's so cool because there's a lot of these guys I get to work with a lot because they stay in trouble at school. We have a very good relationship. Very good. It goes, I get on to you, and you get in trouble. That's our relationship. And then they started coming to church, and they've, you can tell their lives have changed. They're different. They're not the same. And man, that's just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. So, fellas, we don't really have an order, so Hunter, you're closest. If you want to come up first, man, be the guinea pig. Right, no crazy comments from the youth up front.
My name is Holly Reeves, and my Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Baptisms are happy. Hey, when somebody professes their faith in Jesus, what we do is go, woohoo! So we're going to practice a little bit, right? So it says, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Now, last time we had baptisms, we had beach balls and stuff out. You know, so I'm slipping. I didn't have the beach balls out, which means we're going to have to do extra woohoos. All right? Extra woohoos.
My name is Ethan White, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior.
take your socks off. All right, Cameron, looks like you're up. Take your shoes off. Don't slip and fall. I think they're going to hook us up with some more water. I think somebody thought this was actually the drinking fountain and drank a few gallons out this morning.
Never mind.
Ignore the hose. No big deal. Only at Christ Community, ladies and gentlemen. No, you can't get this anywhere else. Only at Christ Community. Is it cold? I was about to get it at Christ Community.
My name's Cameron Bailey, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Serious about following him together, and it's just so awesome to baptize this father and son team. So, come on up here. Yeah, I know, but be careful. Just come on and sit down.
My name is Amanda Frazier, and I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Thank you. My name's Kenneth Kendall, and Jesus Christ, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
See her processing through, and you know, she grew up in a home where she's heard about Christ and she's known the Bible, and just to watch that process and to hear when she came to give her life to the Lord, we got a call that night, and in our house we rejoiced too, you know, just to say amen. We're so glad that she got saved and she took that step of faith. But y'all, she's serious minded about it. Sometimes we look at our young folks and we wonder, well, you know, she didn't just say, yeah, I want to do that because everybody else is doing it. She thought it through, she prayed it through, and then she followed through. And we're just real proud of her, real proud of her. It's not so much about how strong his faith is. It's about the God that he's putting his faith in and how strong he is. And when Scott came to that understanding, you know, he was ready to make that public profession and to follow in baptism. And I'm just excited about it. I'm proud of it. Yes, sir. Come on. And Scott's also a veteran. Yeah.
I'm Scott Little, and Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. Good morning.
Scott, because of your public profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's my privilege and my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Sydney on the spot earlier, and I know that when we baptize, it takes a little time to. We like to plan a little bit so we can have clothes, we can have family, we can have a time like this. But Mr. Sydney, if you want to be baptized, if you just said, "Man, I want to," and you'll figure out how to do it, we can, or we can wait for the next time we have our baptism service. Rather wait, and you know what? One of the good things about that is baptism is meant to be shared with your family and friends. Baptism is meant to be opened up wide, okay? And so I just wanted to give you that opportunity, but I think that's the wiser choice. Y'all, I just want to remind you, don't forget what you saw. People will say Jesus is irrelevant, that Jesus doesn't matter, but we got to see a whole bunch of folks say, no, he's my Lord and my Savior. And that's God's doing. That's not my doing or your doing or the church's doing. That's God's doing. And God is still alive and active in this world today. People want to count him out, but he won't be counted out. Man, he won't be held by death. He won't be held in prisons. He won't be held silent to intimidation or terrorism or to political correctness or any other thing. God will continue to work in this world today because God is alive. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's going to return, and I'm glad he's my King, and I hope you are too. At this time, we're going to have a time of offering. And then after our time of offering, we're going to have a special commissioning prayer service for our Operation Christmas Child. But I'm going to ask if our ushers would come down for the morning offering. And as they do, I'm going to pray for us. Yes. Yes. We have a video after maybe we can play that. I wonder if we can play that or after the offering. Do we have that queued up, the Operation Christmas Child video? After the offering, okay. Let me pray for us and we'll take up our offering. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for the time that we have together. Thank you that it's cold outside, it's warm in here, but some of us are wet with water on the floor because people have decided to make it public about their faith in you. And so, Lord, receive all the glory and praise. We give you all of it, and we do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Your rest.
told you you were trouble, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace could never change.
Specific things inside the box. They'll tell you what it is, and then they'll read the prayer. But just know, as it goes from here to the distribution center, they pray for it there. They pray for it as it leaves. They pray for it when it arrives. I mean, I'm talking, y'all, I'm talking about some serious prayer. Like, we should really be praying all the time.
Yeah.
It's how they pray for these boxes. So it's really cool. So these guys are going to read their prayer for you.
School supplies. Lord, may this child grow in your knowledge of you.
Soap and wash coat. Lord, boy, may this child know the power of your blood that washes sin as white as snow. Isaiah 118.
Stuffed animals or dogs. Lord, please comfort this child with your steadfast love. Psalms 119, 76.
Toys.
Lord, may this child take joy in you. Habakkuk 3:18.
Clothes. Lord, may this child come to know that you are the shield around them in glory. Psalms 3:3.
You are special. We have chosen these gifts just for you to share God's infinite love. We truly hope you enjoy them. Since we packed this box with lots of love, we pray that it will bring a smile to your face, warm your heart, and inspire your soul. May God bless you and your family. Amen.
Y'all,
this is something that Miss Bonnie Costello, she doesn't want any. Just pretend like I didn't say her name. Just pretend like it doesn't happen. But it's one of the people that God used, and she gave she just said thank you to all the people who helped. This is an all-year thing. It's a multi-year thing. It's something that is looked on down the line to say we want to be a part of the gospel ministry through doing this. This is pretty awesome. It's awesome to see when somebody grabs a hold of something and they actually have an organization gift, and to watch it flourish, it's like, wow, it's really cool. It's really awesome. Continue to pray. That video was so humbling that that man said, hey man, I'm going to start a church in this town. And you know what helped me out? Is that we got to, all the children in the village, we got to give them these gifts that had the gospel message in it and how it just laid the groundwork down. Some of the cool things of Operation Christmas Child, some of these kids have written back to us and said, hey, I received a box from Christ Community Church. Thank you for sending. Thank you for caring. Thank you for praying. What an awesome witness it's been. And anyways, this is good stuff. Continue to pray. I'm going to pray for us to close. And I'm going to pray at the close. This is the close. And I'm going to pray at the close. Not that we would close. There's a difference. And let's pray together. Father God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for this time. Thank you for a good day, a good Lord's Day of singing, of dancing, praising, baptizing, praying, and commissioning. And Father, everything, hearing the word, everything in between, Lord, it's just an awesome thing. You give us a great privilege. Father, help us go out in this joy and just do what you've called us to do. We give you all the praise, and we do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank y'all for letting me be your pastor, and I love you. Ready? Oh, and we're going to draw something.